From those forgotten refugee crises, we go over now to Sri Lanka, the island nation which has been torn apart by civil war for over a quarter of a century. Archbishop Oswald Gomes of Colombo, the Sri Lankan capital, shares with us now his thoughts on the need for each one of us to be peacemakers as we celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace and the beginning of a new year.
Once again, we celebrate Christmas as a time when the dark clouds of war are enveloping our country. It is so also with the world, as we sing and rejoice in some parts of the country. Here in Sri Lanka, there is bitter suffering and agony in others. Apart from the war, there are other factors that disturb the normalcy of life and even threaten the life of citizens. There are thousands still left homeless and forced by circumstances to flee into the jungles. Children are deprived of education and many others are displaced from their homes and workplaces. We see the same scenario also in several other countries of the world, even close to us here in India, in the African countries, and even in some countries of Europe. While all this should not deprive us from celebrating the feast of Christmas reasonably, commemorating the birth of Jesus, our celebration should not simply be the commemoration of a historic event, nor should it be just the celebration of a birth. It should rather be a renewal of our commitment to Jesus Christ and to his mission on earth. The mission of Jesus was that of reconciliation. He was on earth to reconcile God and man, and man and man. To this effect, he showed us that our God is a kind and sympathetic Father. He also showed that all of us, irrespective of our color, creed, race, caste, or any other consideration, are brothers and sisters of one another. As such, love should be the guiding principle of all human beings. He proved his conviction by laying down his life not only for his friends, but also for his enemies. Thus, especially those of us who profess to be Christians cannot forget our role as men and women committed to bring about reconciliation where there is strife and dissension. There is no secret about the fact that there is dissension and division among the inhabitants of the world and even in our own dear land. We are divided on race and religion, not to mention other factors. And sadly, there are persons among us who foster such division to promote their own selfish ends. At this time, we should realize the folly of division and engage in building unity and harmony among all those who are entitled to live in this world and also in our blessed Sri Lanka. We could do this only by building mutual confidence and not by force and suppression. Unless the forces for good join and work together at this crucial juncture of our world's history, the forces of evil are bound to prevail. As Christians, we are privileged to have within our community here in Sri Lanka members of both the major racial groups in this country. I believe this gives us a greater responsibility to play the role of mediation among the two groups. Let us resolve during this Christmas to be true imitators of Christ and be committed peacemakers so that we may really be God's children, seeing the words of Christ, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God," fulfilled in us. I am Archbishop Oswald Gomes of Colombo, Lanka, I take this opportunity to wish all my listeners a very happy Christmas, blessed in abundance by the babe of Bethlehem. God bless you.